Welcome back to the pregame show here on ESPN 1420, 107.1 and online at ESPNAberdeen.com. Joined now by the head coach of the Aberdeen Central squad, Coach Brent Norberg, is with us. And Coach, you picked up a solid win over Peer on Tuesday. Final on that one was 60-48. What impressed you the most about your kids in that victory?
Well, I thought the ability to put pressure defensively on them for the whole 32 minutes was impressive to me. I thought we took a lot of their stuff and were able to kind of finally get up and really pressure people and keep them from running stuff they wanted to run and kind of dictate to them what we're going to allow them to do. Kids made some big plays and everything, made some big shots, but I really thought our defensive effort, and of course, you look at the stats, out rebounding them by 7 was a huge stat for us.
Like you said, the defense was solid. You gave up just a season-low 48, at least as far as the Peers concerned. That's the fewest they've scored. But you did trail by 10 after the first quarter. Did you make any adjustments, or did it just start paying off after that first?
Well, the only thing really changed is we kind of changed how we were guarding the post. We were playing in front of him for the first quarter, and they just kept lobbing it, and our help was there. But it's 5'10 help doesn't really matter to him, so we thought we'd play behind and try to push him out a little bit and make him shoot over us instead of just shooting layups. And that's the only real adjustment we made. The rest of it, we kind of stayed the same.
So that adjustment seemed to work out all right. And you get the win there. And now your record moves to 6-9. And looking ahead, 4 games after this one, you've got Roosevelt, Huron, and Mitchell. What's kind of a goal of yours over the last 4 games here to wrap up the regular season?
Well, obviously you'd like to win out. Of course, everyone's goal is that right now. But I really think I'd like to get consistent on defense and know that we can give a good defensive effort every game. I thought we've done that the last 2 games against 2 really good teams. Against Peter, we were able to add to the defense. We had some good offense. We weren't able to do that in Watertown. I'd like us to consistently be able to defend and then also to continue kind of what we did against Peter as far as being more aggressive on offense and trying to get some better shots at the rim and not relying so much on the perimeter shot. Teams are trying to take that away, and we have to adjust and try to get stuff at the rim. If we can continue to do that and improve, and our goals are always to take care of the ball and to rebound and things like that, but I think if we can get more consistent, put pressure on teams defensively, then I think we'll have a good chance to be where we want to be at the end of the year.
You're talking about getting those inside looks. We saw quite a few more than usual that last game. Lorenz, I think, taking just 1 3 ball. And for the game, you ended up going 5 of 10, a very good percentage. I'm sure you'd take any day of the week. Putting up 10 from downtown, is that kind of the ratio you'd like?
Well, it all depends. Granted, it'd be nice to not have to shoot any threes. That means you're getting to the rim and getting layups some. But, I think anywhere from 10 to 20 is okay with us. It just depends on the game. Sometimes, if teams are giving you wide-open threes with the shooters we have, we'll take them. But I think teams now are really guarding against that and trying to get out on us, which then opens up an opportunity for us to drive to the lane and dump down for some layups to our post guys. So, you got to kind of take what the defense gives. They can, in our league, when you play teams the second time around, they're usually going to take away what you did the first time against them. So we have to be able to adjust, be able to play any possible way we can. But, obviously shooting 50% for the three is good. I certainly don't want to have to shoot 25 or 30 of them, but it depends on the game. Sometimes that's what's given to you. You have to do it. But I think we're at our best when we shoot anywhere from around 14 to 17 threes, and if we do that and can make 7 or 8 of them, then that's pretty good.
Now this Yankton squad, you faced them earlier this year down in their place, got a win against them, but they were coming off of a 2-week layoff. You feel you got their best game, and you're going to get something different tonight?
Well, I'm pretty sure they feel they could have played a lot better. I mean, I think, that when you have a layup like that, you come off two ways. You come off flat or you come off really firing on all cylinders. And they certainly didn't play as well as they'd like early. And I think a lot of it had to do with our defense. I thought our kids played really well that night defensively. They got in all kinds of foul trouble, and we put us on the line 41 times. And I'm sure that's not going to happen tonight. We're going to have to play a lot better defensively tonight because they'll be in a better rhythm. And definitely offensively, we have to do more than just move it around until they foul us. I mean, they were very impatient defensively last time, and I don't think they will be this time. So we'll have to see. It'll be a totally different game. I expect a really tough game. They've had a rough year as far as total wins go, but they've been in a lot of games with a lot of really good teams, so there's no reason that they can't come up here and beat us. So we have to be ready to play.
All right. Yeah, their record not really reflective of how close their games have been, that's for sure, if you look at the numbers out there. As far as the health of the squad, everything good to go for tonight?
Well, actually, Mike Rogers won't play tonight. He banged his head pretty good against Pierre at the end of that first half, and he has a slight concussion, they think, or enough to hold him out of this game and kind of reevaluate him on Monday and see if he can play Tuesday. So we'll be without Micah. Other than that, everyone's healthy, but that's a loss for us. Hurts our depth a little bit. And against a team like this, we kind of need the rebounding and the kind of the presence Micah gives us inside, so that'll be a little tougher for us. But, you know, we'll just have to have other guys step up.
All right, well, we'll see how that goes out there tonight against the Bucks, and good luck out there on the floor.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Brent Norberg right there of the Central Golden Eagles. Back with more in a moment on ESPN 1420, 107.1 FM.